Computer games. Adam, how are you, my friend?
All right. Thanks for doing that again.
No, that's all right. When we get a proper sting, we can stop. I worry because we lose listeners for the segment once.
Why would I have a sting? Why would I get a sting?
Yeah, that's true. It's a budget-friendly sting. I enjoy doing it. I've always wanted to be a singer, and I get to live out my dreams of belting out an 80s hit.
Exactly. No, yeah, it's perfect.
Thanks, man. You, of course, have a video game for us today, an Australian video game. What have you got?
Today we're looking at Hollow Knight Silksong by Team Cherry.
Hollow Knight Silksong.
That's the one.
So knights are making silk?
It's actually a sequel to Hollow Knight, a game I've talked about previously. It's our first, I guess, sequel story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you put down the success of the first game to this segment?
Yeah, definitely, especially since I did the segment about 7 years later. It really picked up, like, after that.
Okay, so tell us about the original Hollow Knight. What was that about?
So in Hollow Knight, you played as a little bug guy, sort of delving into the depths of a insect city, trying to save this, what would you call it, an anthill, a bug place. And this new game, you actually play as one of the boss fights from the old one.
So there were boss characters?
Yeah,
and these are like cockroaches in a tuxedo, or?
Very close. They're like moth gods, slug guys, just big slugs that you fight, praying mantises, just, really difficult, jumpy around, bash 'em fights.
If you were making a game about bugs, would you make the praying mantis the boss character? I feel like they're kind of lower down in the hierarchy.
It's actually really interesting because in the previous game, the mantises were like a group outside of everything else because they fought really well. So like nobody wanted to mess with them.
Right.
And it's a whole kingdom and it's a bit like more medieval than I think a lot of people would expect.
Right. What sort of accents are the characters doing?
It's very like European grandma.
European like, grandmother?
Yeah, like...
A bit of gibberish with subtitles.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Can you give me a contract for the next game to do some voice acting?
Oh, I imagine the list is pretty long.
Yes, not everyone can do the hubba-da-boo-ba, though, as well as we can.
Yeah, no, we're really good at it.
I think so. So you're playing the boss character, and how does this differ from the storyline in the first one?
Okay, so this character was really fast, but a bit squishier, I guess you could say. So right. You take more damage, but you're quicker.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting the way it goes about it. Because you were a boss character, you'd think, oh yeah, you start the game more powerful. But you were kidnapped, powers taken away.
Yeah.
And the whole game is a journey to find out, to get your powers back and to find out why you were brought to this place.
So, yeah, you're trying to get your powers back, find out why you were brought there. And I imagine is it a cool storyline? Do you kind of feel the emotional journey?
I think story-wise, it leaves it loose and you have to find items and look at the item descriptions. But, it's very strange. You're at a citadel following a pilgrimage line, but along the way, things are just going wrong at every turn. So most people who make the pilgrimage just don't come back.
Wow.
And you're trying to... I don't know if you're trying to fix the issues or if you're just inadvertently doing it because you need to get to the top regardless.
Wow. That's at least inspired me to go on a pilgrimage of some sort. Normally my pilgrimage is just to my local 7-Eleven.
Oh, that's
which is my weekly shop.
That's my church.
How does it play?
So it's another Metroidvania-style game, as in you go to different areas, unlock different powers, go back to the original areas so you can, you know, you get stronger, you can knock down the wall in the previous area and proceed in the other direction.
Yep. Okay, cool. All consoles?
Literally everywhere. When it came out, it literally broke every store.
Really?
Yeah, it was
this
that
This is a popular
successful.
Game.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
probably Australia's most popular video game franchise.
Definitely. Made by three guys out of Adelaide, Team Cherry.
Team Cherry. So they've been going now for at least a decade?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. They really take their time with these games. They actually did an interview with an American journalist, and the American, it sort of came off as, oh, they're lazy. But I think the Australianisms and the Australian work culture just didn't sort of come through, didn't translate very well.
Right.
So they took 8 years to make this one, and they were just, you know, taking their time, polishing up, adding things they thought would be interesting. And
so much better doing it that way than rushing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Making a bad product.
Crunch is a huge problem in the video game industry.
Yeah, we've got to get these guys to the new rugby league game.
Oh, that would be that would be a dream.
That'd be great. And you can get it anywhere games are available?
Yeah, literally anywhere.
Okay, fantastic. We normally like to finish this seg with a song. Do we have one for this week?
Yeah, our first return musician. This is Cogwork Dancers by Christopher Larkin.
Okay, here it is. Thank you for leveling up Down Under, my friend. An excellent game. I'm looking forward to getting it, I think, and getting on the trend. Here it is, Hollow Knight Silk Song. This is one of the songs from the game. Thanks, Adam. Thank you.